Material concerns can be distractions. Such behavior is decidedly detrimental to spiritual life. As our consciousness advances on the spiritual path, the differences between lust and love become increasingly apparent. When we begin to discover how many of our past actions have been covered by lust, we may look back over our lives with a sense of embarrassment or dismay. We realize that much of our behavior was self-serving, even when we had convinced ourselves that we were helping others. Our consciousness was functioning on a material level rather than a spiritual one. In these physical bodies, we are constantly experiencing various types of disturbances that interfere with the natural expression of the soul. Remember, a material body is a prison suit. Some suits may be a little more attractive or a little less confining than others, but they are all the results of our incarceration in this material world. In retrospect, we can understand that we have had to make the best of a bad bargain, trapped in yet another physical body rather than fully alive in a spiritual body. Anything that does not improve the quality of life or deepen our wisdom is ultimately a distraction. Frequently, our lives become complicated when we own many material objects. Instead of having fewer problems, we have more. But the issue is our level of attachment to these resources and how we use them. If we remain unattached and offer everything in service to the Lord, then our material assets enhance our ability to live spiritually. If they distract us from an ongoing flow of meditation and service, then they become obstacles that we must overcome.